This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett.
Hey.
Here with Carl.
I'm actually in a coffin right now. Now I'm out of a coffin.
Carl's in the haunt.
I am in the haunt. See, we got that.
Yeah, you got to glue that to the
today.
Wall, to the door.
This whole weekend, we've been working on the haunted house. So, yeah, we don't have time to do much of a show. So, I'm in the haunt, and we're just going to do a little quick update. This is sort of like a midweek instead of a full episode.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So, this will be our shortest episode ever on the full thing.
Free for all, yeah, for sure. Usually we go 2 hours.
Well, not anymore. There's Halloween. Halloween. Anyway, I'm in the Count Karate room. I could walk around a little bit, and we'll see if we get any better lighting. We haven't got this thing completely lit yet, of course, so we are working on it. It's going to rain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Possibly through the entire haunted house, so we may not even have a haunted house.
Yeah,
so
that
was, we
that
don't know what's gonna happen
too.
We don't know what's gonna happen around here. It hasn't rained basically all freaking year, and now that it's time for Halloween, I guess there's a hurricane moving in from Mexico, and it's gonna put moisture in the air, and then we're gonna get cool fronts, and that's gonna cause it to rain. We've had a dry atmosphere. I sound like a weatherman now, but anyway, we don't know what's going to happen, but the thing's built, but we don't know what's going to happen. That's all I can say. We just don't have it lit completely yet.
No, we don't. Well, take a walk back to the graveyard, to the cemetery. I want to see.
That's where we're going. Probably dark if you're looking right now. All right, we are in Brett's cemetery. I'm going to turn the camera that way. Can you see? You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
What's it look like?
You need to go over the other side and go start at the beginning and walk through it.
I think this thing here is too bright, that red light you got on him.
You think so?
I think so.
I can dim it.
I don't know. This the angle it is. It seems like it's awful bright. Halloween. You see her?
Yeah, she's getting in your way. She don't want you to go over there for some reason.
Oh, I see what it is. Because of Grogu. See him there?
Oh, okay.
Grogu's hiding in the waist, and she didn't like that. And here's this bridge that I have got to fix. Okay, we're going to go. I've got this on front camera instead of rear camera, so it's probably not as good a picture. You got some lights that are blinking. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Why are those blinking?
I'll have to find the blinker bulb and change it out.
But there is the Count Karabi graveyard, hosted by Bubba Brett. There's the pee and skeletons.
Pee and skeletons.
And here's this guy. He looks like a zombie the way you got him set up. And here's the shack at night. Pretty cool, huh? There's the shack at night. This thing actually looks like it belongs here.
Yeah, it does.
So you've got this thing lit excellently.
Cool.
And there's the statue, if you can see him.
I need one more string of purple lights, and then the lighting's totally done.
See, I think this red light, let me see if I can adjust this a bit. Yeah, that might be better. Yeah, we're actually doing a podcast while I'm working in a haunted house. Only us.
Only us.
That might be a little better. That's a weird light. He actually looks cool. So.
Yeah, he does.
Well, we would go into the doll room, but we don't have lights in there yet. But we do have lights in the Leatherface room. As soon as I get in there, oops. There we go. Okay.
The kitchen.
Well, it's now the home of Leatherface.
I see.
It is. Well, the Leatherface isn't here yet, though.
No,
I look like
it's
pure
not.
Shit, by the way. I have not even took this hat off all day.
I don't know.
I didn't get
close enough to you to see if you were stinking or not.
I don't stink. No, I put
sure,
deodorant
I
on twice.
I sure was when I got home, boy. Woo.
So when I went to a Wax Museum Haunted House with Michaela and Wesley tonight, and I let Scarlett, granddaughter Scarlett, darling, pick my shirt. It was between a Moxley Manor shirt, a Dark Hour shirt, and the Count Karabi shirt. She picked the Count Karabi shirt, so I was kind of excited about that.
Oh, cool.
She said, well, it's the best looking one. I'm like, well, I don't know about that, but cool job.
Yeah.
I'm probably not even looking at the camera or nothing here, but
so how was
this
that?
Is fly by the seat of our pants shit. That was a good event.
Really? Cool.
Sort of weird because you went to the mirror maze first. They had a Chucky running around. See, I took a picture and sent it to Scarlett. They actually had a Saw puppet kid on a tricycle, and he was boogieing around.
Really?
All this in a mirror maze.
And that's at Ripley's, right?
So that was a good job. At Ripley's. So then what did we do? We went into the 5D or 3D, whatever they call it, movie, and it was set up for Halloween. It was like a carnival thing. That was fun. Then went to the Wax Museum, and it was a normal Wax Museum until you got to the horror movie part, and they had actors in there, and pretty spooky, actually. They
Really?
Did a good job.
Cool,
We couldn't
man.
get in Ripley's, and the lady finally said she thought that they forgot to set the Ripley's ticket was like $4 more, and she kind of said it's not worth it. There's nothing scary in there. I'm like, yeah. But we were in there about an hour and 20 minutes, so it was well worth the $30, I think it was. And I'm not dogging on any of the local haunts. You get a better show at the local haunts, without a doubt. A lot more effort into it. But this was a fun night. It wasn't a scary night. It was fun. So we enjoyed it.
More set up for the kids then.
It is, yeah. Except for Chucky being there, I could have probably brought Scarlett. You know, I think I've sit here and actually done the real times before from this very spot. We didn't call them real times then. We called them, what, just the Zoom meets? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to need to throw a few lights out here, and this thing will be ready to go. Just hopefully the weather cooperates with us.
Yeah, we're going to be rushing. Well, setting up the animatronics won't be that hard, really.
Plug no, I need to
make sure it works.
I got to throw plugs out tomorrow for sure.
Yeah.
For everywhere that needs an animatronic. The big one was for the new Leatherface, but he's got a plug in his spot, so he's good to go. There. I got a pole in front of me.
A pole.
There was a pole in front of me. Yeah, this was a tiring day.
Yes, it was. I had to eat an edible, a CBD gummy, and now I'm on the vodka. So,
well, I'm on the nothing. Look at this. Halloween is making a show for everybody with her climbing abilities.
She'll run off if she sees me.
She's looking at you right now. She didn't like it. She just left. Yeah, Grogu's like in the graveyard hiding. He's the outside cat, and yeah, he's the pumpkin head cat.
I wonder if he's getting in that hole.
I don't know, man. We have a sinkhole back here in the yard, hon, I do believe.
It's the gate to hell.
Could be. This Leatherface room, all we got to do is change the light color in here, and I think it'll be great.
Yep. Then we put like that reddish orange one in there, and
no, we're gonna just put it up in the floodlight.
Yeah,
A red one, I think.
Yeah, that's one we had last year when Mama was there. So
we might need a little bit more lighting for the leather faces so the sensors go off, but I don't know. This is all going to be yet again another just whatever happens, happens haunted house. That's what happens when you're outside. So it's a happen, happens. I've said happens 5 times, so take a drink.
Okay. Yeah, anytime you work outside, you got to deal with this.
Yeah.
Them people we met at the Haunters Convention, the Spooked on Spurlock home on up
yeah.
there. She's hoping that they just build a whole new facade and stuff. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
And they're hoping for no rain either. So.
No, we should have just had it this weekend. It would have been perfect.
Yep.
This is the most perfect night I've ever seen outside here right now.
Yeah, it's
perfect weather. There's no wind. Perfect haunted house weather, but yet we're stuck on this podcast, boring everybody to death because we have no topic.
Didn't you say you went and seen a movie last night?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No, no movies.
You liar.
We'll talk about movies next week. Not tonight.
Okay. Don't want to discuss.
Halloween. We'll just show off the cat. How's that for? That'll get us some ratings right there.
She's crazy.
She is crazy. A crazy kitty. Now she's biting me. Oh, she's mad. She don't want to be on TV.
She's mad. You got that camera in her
Very,
face.
yeah, she didn't like that.
So
I wish y'all hadn't got rid of all the leaves because it's going to be a muddy mess back here now.
Yeah, it might be.
It will. There's another chainsaw blade. How many of these things we got?
A bunch.
See if we can get this on. Can you see that?
We need to hang them up better, like spread
I know,
them out
right?
Some.
Like right here on this wall. But yeah, we'll try. I mean,
well, it ain't nothing to throw five drywall screws in and hang them on there. That takes 30 seconds, you know.
Well, what else we got to talk about on this haunt?
Well, I was going to talk about a movie, but you said you don't want to talk about a movie, so.
Dude, we're not doing movies this week.
All right.
We're just kind of updating everybody that the haunt is ready and weather willing, we will be open. 27th, 28th. And let's hope the weather does well and you'll have a good show.
Yeah, we will. It's going to be cool looking this year, man. Plus, we already know where everything needs to go, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
The hardest thing about the cemetery today was getting all that new fence up that we didn't have last year.
True stuff.
Yeah, that's looks pretty good. Tweak some lights.
Yeah, the cemetery looks great.
Are them lights working in the Pennywise room?
They're turned off, so I don't know.
Okay.
I can be in the dark and go look. That red light is, that thing we're going to have to work on for this. Statue.
Well, I can dim it with the remote.
I don't think it's that. It's just huge. I don't know. Let's go check on the Pennywise room.
Yeah, I got to put all them license plates up tomorrow, too. Still got your flashlight?
No. I don't need no flashlight. Well, there we go. Look at that. It looks creepy with the moisture in it.
Yeah, it does.
Can you see that?
Yep.
I am not going to watch this show because it's probably going to be terrible.
Well, everybody wanted a. We had numerous people say they wanted a free for all, so this is it.
Well, this is not a free for all, and you don't need to call it that. Just call it Live from the Haunted House or something.
All right.
Or pre-haunt conversation.
Yeah,
that's
we,
it. Pre-haunt. Pre-haunt conversation.
After we had technical difficulties for a half hour trying to get shit going.
We did indeed. I just not this is the we'll talk about the movies next week.
Yeah, I got a few I want to talk
I'm
about
going back
too.
To your cemetery. Oh, hey, you got that skeleton to look that cool. He look good though.
He does look pretty cool, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. The whole cemetery looks, see, I told you letting all that brush die would be good.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
Told you. Halloween, don't get near Grogu. He'll hit you.
I'm almost wondering if I need a different colored light there at the beginning. Instead of that
in the
white.
Blue?
Oh, at the very.
Oh, I don't know. I think it looks fine. The thing that's crazy is this red LED you got up. It's like. It's not a good light for that spot, I don't think.
You think a different color, maybe?
No, I think a different light. I think it needs to be more one of the. I don't know.
Well, I thought that
I
would
don't
just
know.
Get, that would just cover because he's tall. It covers him all.
Yeah, the only thing is, it's bleeding over to this wall. Let me see if you can see that on that zoom. See how red it is.
You broke up.
I don't know.
I can dim that light, though, Carl.
I didn't break up.
I can dim that light.
I don't think it's going to matter. It's not that. You need to move that light because it's taking up this entire wall. It's turned red. It's too close to the wall. That's the problem. Your light is too close to the wall for sure.
Well, I wanted to put it like right on the ground, pointing up at him.
Now, that's the only problem I see is this light. Everything else looks great.
Well,
especially the pea and pumpkins. And damn, that shack looks pretty freaking cool.
Hey, unplug that red light a minute.
Where is it plug in at?
Right down right by it, right on the ground. There's a three-way.
Dude, I can't see it. The red light is so bright, it's blinded me. I don't even know how you undo this thing. There. Now all your lights are out.
All
I
of
undid
them.
The red light and everything went out. What you got this thing up to?
Not over
oh,
by.
No more. You got this. You got some Yankee stuff up. Okay, the red light's off.
Now what's the guy look like?
I think he looks better. Can you
yeah.
see him?
Yep.
It looks better
yeah.
without the red light.
Exactly.
It looks way creepier because you can see that stuff flashing on him. Yeah, that thing looks cool now.
Well, we'll
utilize
that
red light there.
We'll utilize that light somewhere else then.
Okay, yeah, that looks way better. The whole thing looks better without that red light. This whole show has been about a red light for fans, folks. And now that thing's creepy looking up tall like that. And you can't even see the freaking pallets he's on. So, like it. Yeah, that light's weird. I've never seen a light like that before. Must be the new wave of LEDs or something, huh?
It's a floodlight is what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's too bright, I think, for where you had it is the problem.
It's like a wide angle. A lot of cover.
Yeah, the statue looks fine the way without that look. That whole wall looks good. So, yeah, you done good there.
All right, cool. I'm wondering if I should change that blue light out facing the skeleton there and the carrying the casket.
Why?
You think that blue light's fine?
Everything looks great in the cemetery.
All right,
except
cool.
For the blinking little bitches here. Why those blink?
You hate fucking blinking lights, dude.
I've always hated blinking lights. It's cheesy. It's cheesy as hell. It's only one row of blinking lights in the whole thing. Cheesy as hell.
How's them tube lights look on that fence over there by the shack?
Tube lights?
On the fence. The purple ones.
What? Coming the ones off. That just went out? They just went
no,
out.
No, not them. At
well,
the beginning, on the corner by the skeletons. Yeah, them look fine.
They look fine.
All right, cool.
But your other purple ones went out.
I didn't have any on the end. I ran out. I got to put.
No, over here by your fence that went out. By the statue guy.
Oh, you unplugged them then.
I didn't unplug anything.
You must unplug
them. They just
the
went
whole...
out. No, I think this is a bad plug because now they're back on. Yeah, this plug is wanky.
That three-way?
Yeah.
Who knows how old them are?
Whoa. Yeah, this is wanky. Okay. I think everybody's bored at this point.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
How long we been on?
I have no idea.
Can you see the pumpkin patch at all? Or is it all dark?
Pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
No, I'm not anywhere near the pumpkin patch right now. I'm in the skeleton room. It's going to definitely have to have a little bit more light than the green, I think.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, these LED red ones in the vampire room ain't lighting up anything. So, that's not good. Ow. Well, I'll take you on a full tour, everybody, once this thing is completed and finished. But I think that's all we got for tonight.
All right, Carl. Well, guys, I guess we will talk to you later. Sorry about the short episode. We're just busy as shit right now. But
this
we
is
thought
the busiest
we'd give you a
time
little,
of year for us.
We thought we'd give you a little preview of the haunted house and hope you liked it. Gonna do
you
a full walkthrough.
Then you'll see stuff.
Yes. Hopefully we'll have actors. Everybody's got to stay put Saturday night.
You always go through at the very end and everybody's already gone.
Well, they gotta stay around.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening, and check us out on all the social medias. And we'll talk to you after the haunt. Well,
I'll talk to you actually.
Yeah,
Carl's no rest doing, for the wicked midweek.
Yep, he's doing the midweek this week. So,
and I won't be in the haunted house, so it'll be you can see me or hear me. or whatever.
All right, everybody. We'll talk at you later. Stay evil.